Well, good evening. Apologies for the quiet voice. I'm currently sat in the bedroom with a newborn baby. So, shh, we'll do this one quietly. Well, sleepless nights has become part and parcel over the past 2 weeks. 3 hourly feeds. Pretty shattered is the word, but enjoyable nonetheless. It's been really difficult to catch up on some audio recently. In fact, I missed out on the last few days of Audiomo as well, which was a bit disappointing. But never mind. Things have been quite strange and surreal over the past couple of weeks with the newborn. I'm going to call it newborn and refer to it as it, not because of anything improper, but basically not to give away any details. So there we are. So the newborn. Quiet baby, so far. Doing very well. How long we got it for? We're not sure yet. Could be up to 2 years. We shall see. But it's certainly an eye-opener. Mind you, I'm only 3 years out of practice. 3 years out of practice. My birth daughter is three. So actually, could have been worse, couldn't it? I could have been donkey's years out of practice. That would have been a massive eye-opener. Amazing how things change though in 3 years. Crazy. Excuse me. Right, I'll leave it there for now. I'll be back. As I sit here, and after the nearly 4 months or however long lockdown has gone on, I'm really craving Lake Garda. I love Italy so much. So I'm going to go back there just for a minute.
I'm sat in a cafe bar in the Gardone Riviera region of Italy, which is on the Lake Garda. And I've always loved the idea of coming to Lake Garda. And now I'm here, it certainly hasn't disappointed. I'm just sat here absorbing the ambience, if you like, the culture. Gentleman to my left is reading an Italian newspaper, just rolled a cigarette, and I can smell the old memories of years ago when I used to smoke roll-ups. And I'm sat looking out over the lake, and it's a beautiful day, 29 I think, 20, 28 to 30 degrees, something like that. Really warm. A few boats have just took off from the jetty, and the gentleman's just gone past on one of those two-wheel things that you stand up on, which was quite unexpected and very random. But just the lifestyle here is very of the locals is just completely different to what we would class as normal. In the half an hour I've been sat here drinking my Medio beer, a couple of people have moored their speedboats, come onto the sort of mainland, sat down, ordered coffees or cappuccinos, paninis. Had a cigarette. Looked out over the lake for half an hour, 20 minutes. Have a walk up and down. Do some shopping. Jump back on their speedboat. And back onto the lake. And onto their next destination. I honestly wonder whether or not, you know, once you're used to UK rat race kind of living, you could ever really get used to this. I know something, I'm going to give it a good go. I'd give it a good try, that's for sure. It's such a laid-back way of life. So many sort of different nationalities and people from different areas just come to the lake for this kind of way of life. To my right there's a little port, if you like, and a sort of jetty thing where you can moor your boat, speedboat or whatever it is. And there are baby ducklings, and I would call them moorhens, but no idea. Possibly not in this particular environment. They certainly look like it. And there's some very strange looking hoverflies darted around. Sort of a mixture between a butterfly moth and a pterodactyl. That's all the only way I can explain them. Very beautiful thing. I got a slow-mo version of them. Incredible. So yeah, there we are, Lake Garda. You should visit. Well, thank you very much for putting up with me for the last episode. There will be more where that came from. When, I don't know. As I said, no structure. I know, I must try harder. I'm sure as time goes on, I certainly will do that. So for now, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. And get in touch by all means. I am at HighKeyLee on Twitter. By all means, drop me a message on there. And yeah, let's catch up. But for now, stay safe. Keep you and your family safe. And keep doing as you're told. Let's try and get through this together. Thanks so much.